Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour here on the Sean Hannity Show. It is election day. We'll get to some of your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I am hesitant. I know this hour we will have exit polling data. Now, you're not supposed to share it, but pretty much every election year, you know, everybody on every network says, I'm get the feeling that such and such is going to happen because just my gut is telling me. Meanwhile, they're reading directly from the exit poll data, which has been wrong. Remember in 2004 on this show, it came out that Bush Cheney were going to lose reelection and they were going to lose Florida and they were going to lose Ohio. And Dick Cheney lands his plane, 5:35, calls into this program begging Florida and Ohio to vote. They had no problem in Florida or Ohio. Or 2016, the exit polls, Hillary Clinton's president or John Kerry's president. I mean, they get it wrong all the time. So I'm reluctant to even share anything. The only thing I would tell you is when you look at these Senate races, Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, and I'm not discounting Wisconsin or Ohio. They're very important, but I think we're going to win those races. And then you add Arizona, Nevada, maybe Washington State even. All of those races combined are going to be decided by less than 100,000 votes. Remember, in 2016, Donald Trump won three swing states by a grand total of 70,000 votes. In 2020, Joe Biden won Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona by 43,000 votes combined. Your vote matters. You still have time. Joining us from the Live Free or Die state, the Granite State, the governor of the state of New Hampshire, Chris Sununu, is with us. Governor, how are you?
Doing great. It's been a heck of a day here. Weather's terrific. Turnout was unbelievable. We're out at the polls today, man. I got to tell you, Sean, there were lines, not just during the morning or the lunch, or even now what we're now seeing at the coming home hour. There were lines at 10:30 in the morning, right? As normally kind of the quietest time of the day. So turnout is incredibly high. We'll set a record here for sure. My guess is you're going to see that across the country. And that very likely plays into the hands, at least another two and a half point bump for Republicans across the country, because people are frustrated. They're angry, and they're going to vote on the inflation issue that's hitting all of them.
Anecdotally, I've only gotten limited information out of New Hampshire. One was what you just said, the turnout has been very, very high. Some people said that there might be an issue involving people that are skipping the Senate race altogether. We talk a lot about polling on the program, and, you know, for example, some people just, you don't really count under votes, which would be a pretty interesting phenomenon. Are you hearing anything similar to that?
Yeah, we are. Look, so, you know, we have General Bolduc who's running against incumbent Senator Hassan. Senator Hassan just is not very popular. There's just no way to sugarcoat that. She's just not popular. But the question is, did the general kind of have enough time in these past 6 weeks and money to really get his name out? So the question is, will folks say, well, I really don't know much about him, so I'm just going to skip that race altogether? They're not going to vote for Hassan, but are they going to skip the race because, you know, you have a kind of a newcomer to the race? And that could be a phenomenon in a lot of places, but here most especially because our candidate, our primary is so late, it's in mid-September. Our candidate won with very little money and then had some money behind him in the past, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. But the question is, was it enough? And you saw him skyrocketing in the polls, you know, closing a 10-point gap to basically taking the lead in some polls. But that undervote, as you said, is never calculated in a poll. So, you know, what will that really mean? I think he wins. I think he wins slightly. It's going to be a very close race either way. But that's a very big unknown. And if it's just 1 or 2 points either way, could make the difference.
I think one of the big factors, if in fact General Bolduc wins, and by the way, you got to admit, this guy's military service record is incredible. 10 tours of duty, 2 Purple Hearts, 5 Medals of Valor. But the most important thing that he got in this election cycle was your support, because you're one of the most popular governors in the country. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. I watched you with Chuck Todd, and you were just smiling ear to ear and just eating him alive. It's something, by the way, your dad was really good at also. And I'm watching this and I'm like, this is amateur hour. All these other politicians are afraid to go on these Sunday shows, or they get, you know, all nervous about it. First of all, nobody's watching, but just a side note. And then secondly, it's like, you give it right back to them, and he had no answer for you while you were supporting General Bolduc.
Look, God bless it. Thank God I got my mother's personality, but definitely got my father's taste for kind of going at it with the media a little bit. And I don't mean anything, Nate. I don't have no ill wishes against Chuck Todd. I like Chuck Todd. We don't agree on anything politically, but I like the guy. But when you start, anyone who's pushing, and this isn't just him, it's a lot of this liberal media, this concept that 2020 is going to dictate people's votes and the voting booth. No, not at all. We don't have high voter turnout because of what may or may not have happened 2.5 years ago in the election. We have a high voter turnout because people can't pay the mortgages, man. And so that's really the message there. And I just think that sometimes media, especially on that side, kind of starts talking in an echo chamber. At the end of the day, though, you know, when you go back to General Bolduc, he's a war hero, right? He's someone, one of the first individuals that really stood out and talked on mental health in the military, which is such an important issue. But he's just a bit unknown. So I think he's going to do it. The more people know him, he just keeps going up and up and up in the polls. I guess the question is, you know, do we have enough time to close the gap? But, you know, unifying as a party, that's the foremost responsibility, I think, of anybody in any state. When the party is unified, even though you might not agree, right? Inner family squabbles are nothing new. But when you unify as a party, it gives independents confidence. Because the independents' confidence that you have your act together as a party, they're going to go right down that red column for you on election day. So we think we've done it pretty well here. And if we can bring both him and our congressional candidates over the line, all the better.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the polls closing in New Hampshire. I read, and it was a little odd to me, they cannot close before 7. And I'm like, what did that mean?
It means they don't close before 7 p.m. Yeah. And so some will close at 8.
Well, wait a minute. That now you're making me sound like Chuck Todd. Hang on a second. Meaning, you know, usually you say polls close at 7. You don't say they can't close before 7. So it's not an odd question. It's not an odd question as you're making this
thing out to be.
It's not odd. Man, you're turning me into Chuck Todd. I don't like it.
No. I just mean, no, the law is just that simple. You can't close at 5 or 6. In other words, our law was designed to make sure that people coming home from work would always get a chance. We had way back in the day, you could get people shutting down polls at 5 or 6 because they didn't want working class folks coming in and voting. So we'd established a law a long time ago. You can't close before 7, but all of our polls will close either at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. And then the numbers start rolling in. We'll get some initial towns. Dixville Notch, everyone knows Dixville Notch voted at midnight last night.
Right.
And I won 4-1, all 5 votes. Of the 5 votes, I did win 4-1, so happy to say. But they'll start rolling in around 8:05, 8:10. We'll get some initial numbers. I'll say this. When it comes to New Hampshire, as people are watching nationally, some very big key towns will come in very late because they're large conservative towns. They have multiple polling places. They typically won't announce their results until about maybe 12 or 1 in the morning. And depending on how big the general wins those towns, and he will dictate where this race goes. But other significant towns, Wolfboro, Bedford, Littleton, New Hampshire, these are bellwether towns, and that will give us a good sense around 9 or 10 o'clock where this thing is heading. If he's won or lost by a certain amount, will dictate kind of where this is going. But the biggest, most conservative towns tend to be later, so it's going to be a late and exciting night.
So it's about an hour and 45 minutes you have left. If you're in the great state of New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die State, don't you think that would be a great title for a book?
Phenomenal. I can't believe. Oh, wait a minute. I think it was a bestseller.
It was number one for weeks on end. It was a number huge, big bestseller. By the way, and the subtitle is America and the World on the Brink. I wish I were wrong about the on the brink part. I just didn't think on the brink would be this quickly. I want to ask you a serious question because I'm very concerned about it. And General Bolduc has spoken of it. You've spoken about it. It's been reported now widely that there is a chance this winter. And I asked you the last time you were on the show, but I want people to really hear you, that there might be a blackout for the entire power grid all throughout New England, not just New Hampshire. It gets cold in New Hampshire in the wintertime. You have some of the best ski resorts in the entire country there. But the entire electric grid might black out this winter. And on top of that, the projections are a minimum of a 30% increase. If whether you heat your home with natural gas or oil, it doesn't matter. That you're about to have a heating cost rise, the likes of which I can't think of anything similar, at least in my lifetime. I mean, that scares me.
It's scary, it's true, and it was preventable. And that's why the policies out of Washington matter. So we get just over half of our electricity grid is based on natural gas, always has been. And there's nothing wrong with that, except when you can't get natural gas out of the United States for a reasonable cost. Do you know it's cheaper for me to go buy natural gas from Europe than it is to get it out of certain parts of the United States right now?
That's insane.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And because of the Jones Act, I can't even ship it here because we don't have the American ships, because only American ships can bring it in from the Gulf up to, you know, Boston or the rest of New England to build our reserves up.
Governor, we have over 200 years worth of supply of natural gas. We have more natural gas than any country on earth. And it's a clean burning, you know, fuel. It is. You're telling me people in New Hampshire, in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, I don't care as much about New Hampshire. I like the people in New Hampshire better. I'm only teasing, by the way. No, but seriously, that people in New England could be freezing this winter because of something so preventable as being energy independent and having enough. We might run out of natural gas to even power the grid, might have a blackout, and we're paying massive price increases. That's what this winter is like?
That's it. And then if you're not on natural gas, let's say you have, because if you're on electricity, that'll affect that. Maybe you have heating oil. Well, that costs $1,300 right now to fill up a 270-gallon tank, and that's a huge percentage of folks. Propane, a lack of actual kerosene. Forget the price. How about just a lack of reserves of kerosene is what we're hearing.
That's insane.
You know, here's one.
And diesel fuel, by the way, is in a shortage throughout the entire Northeast right now.
Absolutely. And folks aren't talking. The new federal guidelines for CDL drivers have made it so much more difficult just to create truck drivers. You cannot get the product from here to there if you don't have truck drivers. And these new federal regulations that went into effect not even a year ago under the Biden administration are insane. So all the different pieces of the logistics to make the system move have been clogged up by politics and bad policy. And again, we've lost about 7,000 megawatts. Surrounding states have shut down natural gas.
What does that mean? Most people won't understand that.
So on a really big day, New England will use about 20,000 megawatts, like on a really hot day, you know, let's say, and everyone's using a lot of electricity. So to take 7,000 off of usage, that's about 20% of the potential electricity grid has been reduced because all these other states around me, these very liberal states around me, are shutting down their systems. Now, I'm tied into them. New England is tied together in a single grid. Look, I know it gets complex, but it is real. And the most important part is you got millions of people in New England that are at risk of going cold. And that is very real. That's a very real policy. People should be upset. They should be nervous. And they should get to the polls as fast as they can to start changing policy and saying enough is enough and getting back to putting America first and tapping into our own reserves. And not, it's not about politics. It's just about keeping people warm. And the Biden administration, the Democrats have to start understanding that.
Listen, you have an hour and 20 minutes to push. Well, Governor Sununu is going to do well. General Bolduc is in a fight for his life in New Hampshire. An hour and 20 minutes till the polls close in New Hampshire. If you're in line, by the way, you still get to vote, so stay in line. Governor, I pray that doesn't happen to your state or New England. Thank you for being with us, and I'll congratulate you in advance of your victory today. You've earned it, and the people of New Hampshire are speaking loudly in your favor today, and rightly so. Well deserved, sir.
Hey, team effort. I think we're all going to do well. Let's go get them. Thanks, guys.
An hour and 20 minutes. That's all you got. General Bolduc, if he wins in New Hampshire, it would be a massive victory for the Republicans. That was not even on the radar a month ago or 6 weeks ago. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps Swim Spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. So let me tell you where we are so you understand. Everything that we have seen leading up to today, all indicators are we have been dead on accurate that Republicans will take over the House, but that should not stop any of you from voting. I'm very careful about stuff like this, but anecdotally, I've been getting information all day from all over the country, and Georgia, we expect to be close. We expect it to be close in New Hampshire. It is a dead heat in New Hampshire. General Bolduc can win, and you got an hour and 32 minutes to vote in New Hampshire. You got Georgia, an hour and 32 minutes to vote for Herschel. In North Carolina, you got, 2 hours and 2 minutes to vote for Ted Budd. Same with Ohio. You got 2 hours and 2 minutes. Florida is not going to be a problem for DeSantis or Rubio. I don't see that happening. Pennsylvania is a dead heat. You have to pick them at this point. If anything, probably early voting gave Fetterman an advantage because they didn't have the debate until the end of the campaign. So every vote is going to matter. But if you look at all of these swing state Senate races combined, from Georgia to North Carolina to New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, and I'll even add, although I don't think JD's going to have a problem in Ohio or Ron Johnson's going to have a problem in Wisconsin, I am telling you, it's going to be probably like 50,000 votes that determines the balance of power in the Senate. What does that mean for all of you listening right now? Get your ass out and vote. You have no excuse. We'll get the government we deserve.
Sean Hannity Show, talking about what's right for America with a renewed commitment to keep you up to date on the breaking news stories.
25 till the top of the hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I have made an executive decision. I'm not going to go down the road of exit polling data, which I have. And you're going to say, Hannity, why not? I'll tell you why. Because in 2004, if you were listening to this radio program, you would know that, in fact, the exit polls showed that Bush and Cheney were going to lose Florida and Ohio. Dick Cheney was on a plane. Exit polls came out about 5:20, and by 5:35, he was on this radio program asking people in Florida and Pennsylvania to get out and vote, because he saw the same exit polls I saw. John Kerry, I voted for the 87 billion before I voted against it. He was supposed to be president. That was in the exit polls also. That never happened. Exit polls in 2016 had Hillary Rodham Clinton as the next president of the United States. That obviously didn't happen. 2020, they had Joe Biden winning almost by a landslide. Very few states that Donald Trump would win. That didn't happen either. Three states, swing states, total of 43,000 votes separated the two candidates. So all I'm going to say to you is my admonition that I've been pushing now for weeks remains the same. And that is that these key Senate and gubernatorial races, you've got to anticipate that your vote is going to be the vote that pushes your candidate over the top. That means Georgia, Herschel Walker. That means North Carolina, Ted Budd. And I don't want to forget about Tim Scott in South Carolina. He deserves people's votes. What a great guy. He went out of his way to help so many people in this race. Ted Cruz, same thing. Amazing. I don't want to forget about John Kennedy in Louisiana. I don't want to forget about Rand Paul. I don't want to forget about Chuck Grassley. They all deserve to be reelected. They've all done good jobs. But when it comes to Georgia, North Carolina, New Hampshire, you've got an hour and 23 minutes to vote for General Bolduc. It is within reach for General Bolduc in New Hampshire. Take my word for it. It is that close in New Hampshire. It is a winnable race in the next hour and 23 minutes. If enough of you hear my voice and go vote, he can win that race. And you should assume the same for Ted Budd in North Carolina and the same for Herschel in Georgia. Dr. Oz, we've already known this is a tight race. That race is going to be decided probably by less than a percentage point. If you're in Pennsylvania and you don't want this radical that wants to open up your prisons, end fracking, no limits on abortion, legalize drugs, have you pay for safe heroin injection sites, then you need to go vote in Pennsylvania. That is going to be a tight, tight race. If I had to guess right now, that race will be decided by fewer than 20,000 votes in Pennsylvania. That's how important your vote is. And by the way, Pennsylvania closes, I believe, at 8 p.m. So that race is important.
Wait. But don't forget, in Luzerne, they're going to stay open until 10 because they didn't have ballots. Make sure your area.
Luzerne County, the judges ruled that those polls won't close. They extended voting in Luzerne County because they ran out of ballots. How do you run out of ballots? How do you have these problems? Always the same states have the problems. Anyway, North Carolina. So in Georgia, the polls close at 7. New Hampshire, the polls close at 7. North Carolina, 7:30. Ohio, 7:30. At 8 o'clock, Florida, Pennsylvania, the polls close there. Then we have 9 o'clock, Arizona and New York. The polls close there. Blake Masters, Carrie Lake, they need your support. We've had problems. Washington Post confirming that, in fact, fully 20% of the, what's the word again?
The tabulator.
The tabulators. What is a tabulator?
So the tabulator.
Don't explain. I don't even want to know. But 20%.
It tabulates.
That's what the first definition says. All right. Then at 10 p.m., Nevada, Adam Laxalt's in a close race. Blake Masters and Carrie Lake are in close races. Tiffany Smiley's in a close race. Gretchen Whitmer probably is right there in Michigan unless you put Tudor Dixon over the finish line. Lee Zeldin can still win in New York. It's very hard. Odds against us, but why not? Wouldn't that be great for New York? So I'm not expecting that. And by the way, every congressional seat, some of these congressional seats won't be decided for weeks and weeks from now. You know, it's which is, by the way, in and of itself unreal. All right, let's get to your phone calls. You've been very patient today, this Election Day edition of the Sean Hannity Show. Anyway, let's go to the great state of Alabama. What's going on, Gary? How are you? Welcome. Happy Election Day, sir.
Happy election, Sean. Thank you for being a voice of sanity in a sea of stupidity.
Well, there's a lot of stupidity out there for sure.
Yeah, it was so easy. We walked up, signs on the door, voter, you know, you have to have your picture ID available, walked in. They're sitting there with iPads. They scanned my ID. It pulled up from the voter database. The lady verifies it. A couple of little clicks, flips the screen over. I got to sign it with a stylus. Thank you, sir. Walked around behind her. There's a lady there, pulls a paper ballot. Guy next to her puts it into a privacy folder, hands it. It's real simple. I mean, about the biggest hiccup, there was a guy, there was a couple of people in front of me, an older gentleman. He's maybe not so computer savvy. He had a little bit of time as far as signing it with a stylus. Other than that, it was simple. I don't understand why all these places across the country are having all these problems with their voting machines. I mean, you know.
By the way, and everybody in the 40-plus states that do it right should be pissed off, because guess what? The election impacts them. And
it pisses me off. I have no vote in Pennsylvania, but I'm hearing this moron up there it's something that's affecting me. I want the people of Pennsylvania and the people of Georgia getting in some good people, because it's going to affect me, and there's nothing I can do about it because of these two idiots that somehow have gotten into the running. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's insane. Anyway, Gary, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Matt is in Arizona, where they had 20% of Maricopa machines, or tabulators, I guess. I don't know whatever the hell a tabulator is, malfunctioning. I mean, it's unbelievable. But, you know, and they put up a sign, but they don't want you to take a picture of the sign. As if somebody's not going to take a picture of the sign. That sign is out there. I'm sure it's all over the Twitterverse as we speak. Anyway, well, they might actually, well, maybe Elon Musk won't. Maybe he'll actually let it go through. Matt in Arizona. What's up, Matt? How are you?
Hey, Sean. I'm going to double down with Gary from Alabama. Rather easy going into the voter poll. Scan your ID, be verified, get your paper ballot. But when I got to the tabulator, Sean, and I'm going to sum this up for you real simple. It's like that vending machine that keeps spitting your dollar bill out at you.
I hate that.
We've all been there.
I hate
that. So anyway, I'm at the tabulating machine. There's two of them. Guy on the left of me, his spits it back 5 times. Mine comes back 10 times. They ask us to go back into the lengthy line at this point in time. I do this 3 more times, Sean, for about a total of 47 times. Where it's not reading my ballot.
Are you kidding me?
Options.
So what'd you do?
I'm serious. I said, what are my options? The poll workers were very gracious to help me out. She said, can put it in the unreadable ballot slot, which is just like a mailbox slot in the tabulating machine, and it will be manually counted sometime when voting is over. I said, I don't want to do that.
Good for you.
She said, or you can spoil your ballot, and we can set you up over at the computer touchscreen, and you can do it over there. So I opted to do that. It spits out your ballot, prints it out on a printer with a QR code on it. She goes, perfect. Now you have to go back to the tabulating machine and run it through there again. Went through, first shot. Thank you very much. But it dawned on me, Sean, with elections passed years ago, we cannot use the felt tip marker pens. The people that were using ballpoint pen and ink pens had no problems with theirs going through the tabulating machine.
There's no excuse. I used the example earlier. We send people to the moon. When did we first land on the moon? When did we first walk on the moon? When did we bring people back from the moon? You know, if we could send people to the moon and bring them home safely, I think we ought to be able to have a tabulator, whatever the hell that is, work properly. And, well, no, when's the first time we landed on the moon? One giant step for man. Yeah. One giant step.
Thank you for the call, Sean.
Come in. Anyway, thanks for the call. 1969. What year is this? 2022. You think you'd be able to tabulate? Anyway, Pennsylvania, Jeff, Very close race for Oz, and it is a very important race. And you don't have a lot of time in these states to get out and vote. You've got to get in line now. What's going on?
So my wife and I are both registered Republicans. I went to vote in person, but I want to tell you the gross incompetence of our system here in Pennsylvania. My wife never even got her ballot. She had to travel for work well in advance of the election, 3 weeks before we requested her ballot. Pennsylvania said, yes, received. Yes, approved. Your ballot will be mailed. It's coming up to her travel time. We don't have the ballot. I go to the election office, our county election office. They said, don't worry, you're going to receive it. Well, it's the day that she's traveling. I go back over and they're like, well, trust us, it'll show up in today's mail. Well, it didn't show up in the mail. I went back to the county election office and I said, what is our recourse? She wants to vote in this election. It's going to be a close election. They basically said, we're sorry. There's nothing we can do.
Wow. Unbelievable. What county are you in?
Center County.
Huh. Where is that? Well, I'm not sure where that is. Where is that?
Penn State University, right in Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. All right. Listen, Oz needs help. If you're in Pennsylvania, get out and vote. I'm telling you, it's close. These races are close. Georgia is close. North Carolina is close. New Hampshire is very, very close. Pennsylvania, very, very close. Arizona will be very close. Nevada will be very close. I can't say it with more urgency. If you want this insanity to stop, you have to get there and you have to stay in line. If it takes a few hours, I'm sorry. Is your country worth a few hours of your time? The answer is overwhelmingly yes. Let's say hi to Rita's in South Carolina. Hope you voted for Tim Scott today.
I did. Hi, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Glad you called.
Thanks. I'm nervous. I'm seeing 2020 happen all over again with all these irregularities and the stories that the callers are telling about how they were disenfranchised. And the next step is they're going to stop counting at 3 a.m. I'm terrified that we're going to have a repeat of 2020.
The saddest thing I've heard all day is a report. Well, we might have 99% of the vote in Arizona counted by Friday. How come 40 states can give us an answer tonight and the same states can't give us an answer for days and days and days and days? It makes no sense. It is
none whatsoever.
And it's not fair. It's not fair to the people in other states. It's not fair to the people in state. It's not fair to the country. And we're capable of doing better. Sometimes simpler is better. And that same day voting, make it a national holiday. Make exceptions, absentee ballots. You apply for it if you're old, infirmed, if you're going to be out of town. Short of that, make it a national holiday, paper ballots. Everyone goes in, you write out your ballot, hand count. You have observers watch the whole process all day long and then watch the vote counting all night long and then give people the answer as fast as you can. And if it's close, count it again. That's it. It's not that complicated. We don't have any questions ever. Again, we don't need this every single year. Anyway, let's say hi to Jim in North Carolina. What's up, Jim? Hope you voted for Ted Budd.
Great American Sean Hannity. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You're a great American. What's on your mind?
I would like to tell you about my voting experience last week, and I have a couple of suggestions for voters across the country if we have time. I did something last week I had not done before. I participated in early voting. I went in. They gave me a paper ballot, and it was darkened in the circles and then put it into the machine, and the machine instantly tabulated what I had chosen. And if anything goes wrong, we have a paper copy, and I really like that.
I like the idea of a paper copy also, and that's something that we should institutionalize as well, because if people save them, if there's any questions about their vote, you can be able to retrace the steps and see if they got it right. I like that. Anyway, Jim, I'm going to move fast. Dan in New York, you're going to get the last word, Dan, on this election day. What's going on?
Hey, Sean, thank you for taking my call. I just want to let you know, I'm in New York. I know we're a deep blue state, but I want to let you know, Lee Zeldin really has a chance to pull this off, and I'm hoping you keep promoting him and, you know, keep telling people in New York, go out there, stay online, vote for him.
Let me end with this. You're right. Everybody, I hope that's hearing you. You're right. If you haven't voted yet, get online before the polls close. If you're online and the polls close, you still get to vote. It's a lot on the line here. You know, I've been very cautious, unlike others, about the red wave, red tsunami. I don't believe in that. You vote as if your vote is going to be the one that puts it over the top. We'll continue. We have a lot of ground to cover. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, the state of Washington, and everywhere in between. We'll get the government we deserve. We'll be back here tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. Pray for. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.